However, the wicked demon tempted them to deny not just the resurrection, but also the authenticity of all that was done for our sake, claiming it to be merely fables. If they were persuaded there's no bodily resurrection, he could gradually convince them that even Christ wasn't resurrected. Following that, he'd suggest that Christ never came, nor did he perform his miracles, because such is the devil's cunning skills. Paul refers to these as cunning deceit, as the devil doesn't immediately reveal his true intentions for fear of detection. Wearing one mask, he constructs plots of another nature while secretly undermining those with faith, much like an enemy tactically breaching a fortified city. This allows him to elude guards and ensure the success of his schemes. Consequently, upon continuously discovering his traps and hunting down his devious ambushes by this extraordinary and powerful man, Paul declared, "For we are not unaware of his schemes, as stated in 2 Corinthians. As such, he uncovers all the devil's ploys, highlighting his strategic moves, and accurately lists everything Satan aims to achieve. Indeed, he broaches this subject after discussing other topics because of its crucial importance, given that it encompasses our entire state of existence.